I could catfish somebody and like make them think that I am in love with them. Like I could do that right now. I could go into a chat room and make someone think that I'm in love with them and then be like, I'm actually married. Oh, I actually live with my in-laws. Can you send me money?
You'd be one of the greatest catfishes of all time.
Thank you.
Well, all I mean by that is like, it's like, oh no, she wasn't this. She's actually Nikki Limo. It's like, oh, that's pretty tight.
That'd be so
it's like, that's kind of tight actually. Oh, cool. That's pretty cool.
So random. Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, everybody. It's the Crypto King.
Yeah, aka Steve Green.
Yeah.
Stephen Paul Green.
Yes. Please don't use my legal name.
That's the only name I know.
Mark, please edit that out. People don't know that.
I don't know any other nicknames.
People know me by my nicknames, and I would like
to keep it that way. I don't know any other nicknames. Anyway, we are back and ready to answer more of your questions that you have submitted. P.S. If you have a question that you would like to submit, submit to podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo. If you have a burning question you would like to submit to two non-professional at anything, really. I mean, not really.
That's for sure.
Not really professionals at anything.
Also, if you love the show, you want to support the show, check us out on patreon.com/sticky.
Yes.
We do monthly live streams. I do a weekly live stream called Crypto Corner, where I talk about all the things I'm doing in the crypto space.
Yes.
And it's very fun, very enjoyable.
And we do a free roll poker tournament every month, usually, yes, with cash prizes for the top three players. Very fun. I did a whole like poker 101 video last week. Well, it wasn't a video, it was a live stream for our Patreon last month. So everybody's getting really good at poker. You're missing out. And also, we dropped these podcast episodes a couple days early for the Patreon as a thank you to support the show. We love y'all. And you get your questions taken first. If you are a Patreon member and you submit a question, we will take your question first.
It's about a day early on the Patreon episodes, FYI.
Yeah, about a day early.
About a day
early. Yeah. I mean, it's like a couple days early for the video and one day early for the audio.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So we got a couple questions that you have submitted, and we're going to jump right in today. Again, disclaimer, we are not experts at anything, so don't.
I think we're experts at cleaning up cat poop, though.
Like, don't sue us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're definitely not experts at cleaning up cat poop. At least my husband is not.
Oh, well, I think I sure do it a lot.
A lot is two. Sure do it quite two. A bit. He did it two whole times in the past month.
I do it quite a bit.
Wow.
We have a lot of cats.
That's a lot. Anyway, we have a question, and it's way more important than how often you've scooped cat poop, which is not very much. Hi, Nikki and Steve. Heart emoji. I've been subscribed for years since Tasty Tuesdays started. Holy shit, that was a long time ago. That was 2014.
Crazy.
But I've never needed your advice until now. Wow.
Oh, shit.
I just found out that my fiancé has a porn addiction. Shit. Mm. We've been together for 5 years, engaged for two, and we are about to move into our first home together. I never had a problem with him watching porn, and I always knew that he did, just not to the extent that it was actually happening. About 6 months ago, I walked into our office, we both work from home, and I found him masturbating while he was supposed to be working.
Oh, he's fucking getting it.
I do this all the time. Okay, I was obviously hurt by this because I was home and never turned him down.
What do you mean you do this all the time? You throw it away like that?
Well, I do it when I'm stressed. Like, and work stresses me out.
You gotta
just get it out. Can't focus, like, because I have ADD, and so, like, I feel like my brain just wants to focus on 1,000 different things. So then if I just, like, masturbate, like, once, like, get it out, my brain, like, just settles on one thing.
Okay.
And it's, like, not even fun. Like, it's not even, like...
Yeah, you're just, like, getting...
I'm so into my...
You're changing train tracks.
Yeah, it's just more like, ugh, get all this energy out. Like,
I see.
There's an abundance of energy, and it just needs to get out.
Because, obviously, was she truly horny, she would come to me.
Yeah,
because
we both work from home, and...
She would come to me?
Although, she says that she never turns him down, and I have been turned down before... So
hey, I get turned down by you two kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's easier to just like, hey, it's just the middle of the day. I can just get one out really quick and then like focus on my work.
That's true.
You know?
That's very
And
accurate.
I would still have sex with you later in the day if you wanted to.
I believe that.
Anyway, so, but I don't need to watch porn to do that. I just use my imagination. Anyway, Here we go, back into the question mode. I was obviously hurt by this because I was home and I never turned him down. We had a discussion about it and he told me he wouldn't watch porn again. Fast forward to a few days, that's really ambitious. Okay, fast forward to a few days ago, I see that he has bookmarked a porn website on the computer. I ask him about it and find out that he has downloaded hundreds of porn videos, watches them almost every day while I'm sleeping, and even downloads them during work, sometimes within 30 minutes of starting his shift. Turns out he's been a porn addict his entire life and somehow accidentally bookmarked their website without noticing. Shit, he didn't cover his tracks.
That's not a good porn addict.
I'm extremely hurt because he never disclosed this to me prior to us getting engaged and buying a house together. Oh, fuck. This addiction has affected our relationship, both in the physical aspect and the mental aspect. He turns down sex in favor of masturbating. Ugh, and when we do have sex, he occasionally loses interest, and our relationship isn't the same as it was years ago. He definitely doesn't view me as being as attractive as the woman he watches on his computer, and his actions reflect that in the way he treats me. I feel more like a roommate than his fiance most of the time. He's committed to getting help and is signed up for a 12-step program, virtual meetings, and is getting in touch with a therapist. Do I stay with him and try to help him overcome his porn addiction, knowing that it could get even worse in the future if he doesn't succeed, aka progressing to sexting, cheating, etc., or do I leave now and just throw away the last 5 years of my life that were otherwise perfect? Confused and hurt. Yo, you have every right to be confused and hurt. Yes. I want you to know that me saying that I masturbate during work hours is not anything in comparison, because what you're actually hurt about is the deception.
Yeah.
It's not about the masturbating. People masturbate. That's a normal thing that happens.
And we are cool about that.
Yeah. It's like, well, and also we talk about, like I said, I'm ready to go. It's not even like, it's a whole different thing.
We're very sex positive around here.
Yes. But I think that what you're feeling is definitely the rejection of, and a feeling like he would rather masturbate to porn than have an intimate
and how could you not feel sexual by that?
Physical contact with you.
Look, he actually feels more intimate with porn than with you, and that's what's going on.
That's absolutely the issue,
and he needs to psychologically figure that out.
And another thing is, I have friends who have dealt with this, and it is not a quick journey. Like, it is, I'm happy that you have found this, and maybe by divine intervention that he accidentally bookmarked these websites so that you could find it, that he was lying to you.
Yeah.
You know, that part is actually more important. The fact that he was lying to you about it after promising that he would give it up. Whether or not, you know, you agree to give it up, whatever, was where he had room to negotiate. But once he told you, I promise I won't do this, and then he goes and lies to you about it, not only like he, like, you know, let one slip, but he downloaded all of it, like, trying to get away with
dude's loading hard drives up.
He's getting
dongles out. He's fucking plugging them in.
Kind of happy that happened to you so you can see how bad it is and that you can make an informed decision rather than signing a legal document that binds you forever legally, and getting divorced is so much more expensive than getting married. So now you have a choice, and you didn't give me much detail about how the previous years have been. Like, what do you love about this guy? Do you think you could find that in another person? Don't worry so much about the sunken cost of, like, you spent 5 years and I'll
never do that.
Never do that.
Never do that.
Because,
please,
girl, you have so much more life to live.
Yes.
And, like, these 5 years is like a little blip on the radar. It's not even like, it's like you graduated high school. Okay, whatever. Like, you had 4 years at high school. It was about 5 years.
Exactly.
Like, it goes so fast. Like, in the grand scheme of things, it's way more important to value your happiness than like how much that you put a couple years into something.
Right.
You know?
Correct.
And we are very much in the boat of wanting people to have the long-lasting kind of happiness in a relationship. So I personally think this is a big deal to me. If I was you, if I was in your situation, and obviously it's so much easier to say as an outsider, but sex and intimacy is really important. I think it's really important.
It's the most important thing.
I don't know if it's the most important,
but
is it a really important component?
Well, insofar as establishing that connection, because if you and I have gone for a while without,
yeah,
Like, there's a connection that we can just feel is missing.
Yeah.
And then we can reestablish it afterward. And it really does feel, the next morning, I'm like, oh my God, they're like, it feels like we're linked back
in. But it's even less about the, like, whether or not we did, had sex or had physical contact, but more about that you want to. Like, you know?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I feel like with her, because like, with us, when it goes a while, it's because of some scheduling conflict. Yeah. Like, you were super busy and then I was super busy or some shit happened where we couldn't physically do it, but we both wanted to. Yes. With this, it feels like, and I feel like I've been here before, in this girl's shoes, like where we're in the same house and you like literally don't want me.
Right.
Like you don't want to have sex with me. And if you don't want to have sex with me now, I'm never getting younger than this.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I'm only getting older from here. So I'm about to lock into a legal contract with you that that pledges my loyalty to you forever, sexually, exclusively, forever. And this is the youngest and hottest I'm going to be, and you don't want me now.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal. Like, I feel like I don't think I could deal. I don't think I could go through with it.
Yeah.
And if you want to try to work through it, I would say maybe, I mean, postpone the wedding for sure. I don't know if you set a date already, but like, see if you can get through it. Like, see, like, give it 6 months. And if...
Well, if okay, he, so he promises this thing, right?
Addictions are really hard to break.
Yeah, addictions are hard, but he promises thing.
Yeah.
Didn't work out so far. He's now seeking help.
Yes. Or he says he's going to seek help.
He says he's going to seek help. Not, I think it's really just up to that. Like, is he going to...
He signed up for his 12-step program.
So signing up's one thing, right? You got to show up. You got to, like, be there.
He's getting in touch with a therapist.
Like, if he doesn't show up for that, he's not going to show up for you. I think you can kind of write it all up after that.
But let's say he does get with a therapist and then he relapses. Like, you know, like...
Oh, for sure. I'm just thinking of our friend who...
No, me too.
And it worked out pretty good.
But it didn't because there was quite a few relapses. Right. Like, she just stayed committed.
Got it.
And, you know, a lot of that is because they got married, had a kid, had a house. Like, they have a lot together. You already do have a house together. So that is one thing. And it's a crazy market. And, I mean, maybe you want to make it work from, like... Or give it a shot.
As they say
you're kind of pot committed, yeah. But I mean, you're not married yet, you don't have a kid. So you kind of have one foot in the door, but you can kind of get out right now. So I would give it 6 months, see how much he values this. Like, is he serious about getting help or is he just like working in the moment? Because addictive personalities and people with addictions, it's not like their intentions might be like, I don't want to hurt my loved ones. I want to stop this addiction, but it doesn't mean that they can just do it, you know?
Oh, of course.
Even with help, it's really, really hard. And so it's up to you if you feel like you can commit to that for the long haul and essentially kind of sacrifice your happiness. Like,
that's not gonna be worth it.
Gamble your happiness. Like, if he doesn't get help, you're not going to be happy ever.
Exactly.
And if he does get it and it does succeed, then great. Maybe you will be happy. But, you know, then you have all the other relationship stuff to work through as well. Like, you know, there's other parts in a relationship that are work. And this is like a crazy, crazy thing on top that you have to work through.
This is tough. This is a toughie. This isn't like, there's no easy mode answer.
There isn't. There really isn't.
Wish I could give you one. Wish I could just say, Mark, hit the button.
Yeah, I mean, it really just like, I wish having this addiction and dealing with it isn't so bad if it wasn't also that he was rejecting her.
Yeah, you know? Well, exactly. I mean, that's the biggest, that's what's affecting her the most.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's really hard. I have to feel important to my, like, I have to feel like I'm number one to my spouse because they're my number one. Like, I put them number one.
Exactly.
If I was doing something that really made Steve unhappy, like, I don't know what I would do. Like, I would really just, like, I have to, like, it. He's my number one. And so, yeah, I don't know. I just don't think I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I wish you the best. And if you are going to commit to seeing with her, just know you don't have to do it forever just because you're saying, even if you get married, even if that you go through with that, like, you don't have to do it forever. I think people think like, oh, I already put six years or 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
But if it's really not working out, like, just know that there is better out there. Like, you can always find someone that puts in the equal amount, that meets you halfway, that really like is there for you, and you can like rely on them.
You can always pivot.
Like, if you lied to me, I can never rely on you.
Yeah.
Like, you exactly. just, you could be saying anything and it doesn't matter.
We always like to say around here that trust is like the layer one of your relationship. It's like the base layer.
Yeah.
So you have to keep that like solid as a rock.
That has to be 100%.
Yeah, because like, you know.
And cracks in the foundation are going to make the whole house crumble.
Nikki goes travels all the time. I go travel all the time. Like, the idea that either of us is cheating on each other is nuts to both of us.
I've never felt that way in any other relationship. Like every other relationship, I have not felt so safe.
Even if somebody showed me footage of you cheating on me, I don't even think I'd believe it.
Same, I said that about you.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is CGI bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is fucking.
But that's because I feel so loved. Like, if he was cheating, he's doing a really good job at like making me feel loved.
Same.
So I'd be so confused.
Same.
Usually if someone's cheating, they can't do the other part. They really can't make you feel loved.
Well, that's why, you know, and that's really what it comes down to, and especially in a situation like this. It's like just making sure you're putting your partner first.
Yeah.
We all have bullshit.
Yeah.
But making sure that your partner is on a pedestal and feeling like they're in first place.
The other thing that happened with the couple that we knew is that like there's like a lot of resentment that gets built.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's a lot of lying and deception. Yes. Like, so that trust thing is just... It's like you have to be able to continuously forgive as well.
Yeah.
Because they might mess up.
But you're trying to progress a relationship, but also trying to forgive, but you haven't forgiven yet, but you're progressing the relationship.
Like inside you, it's still there.
Mistakes
get
made.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You can't force the progression, but also like, you know, do Band-Aid forgiveness if it's not real.
Yeah.
You can't do it, folks. You just can't. It's not real.
That's a tough one, man. I'm so sorry you're going through this, and I really wish you the best.
Yeah.
Like, I know that you'll make the right choice if you just follow your intuition, follow what your heart says. If your heart is like, nah, he's a good man, I think he can do this. It's just not the vibe I'm getting from the email, but maybe I'm missing something. So if that is what you feel inside, like, go with it. But just know you have outs. Don't worry about that sunken cost thing.
Yes, don't do the sunken cost fallacy shit.
Yeah. You can always fold your hand.
You're not pot committed.
Yeah. You're not all the way pot committed. You can fold your hand.
Yeah.
Get out of there. All right. Next question. We have one from, I don't know if they want to be
named.
Anonymous. So, help. I might be a homewrecker, sad face.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, no. Okay. Hello, Iceman and Icebreaker, or Steve and Nikki. You can call me Precipitation to keep me anonymous. Sorry in advance, this might be long. First saw Nikki on a random interview about paranormal experiences and Steve on his prank channel, and then became a big fan once I saw you two on JK. Random interview about paranormal experiences. Oh, maybe that was Denise Vlogs? I think it was Denise Vlogs. Okay. You two are relationship goals. You both help me a lot. I work alone and you two are like friends in my ear. Aw, that's so sweet to hear.
I love
hearing that. Okay. I'm in a long-distance relationship. I'm 23 and live in Canada, and she's 28 and lives in Texas. Before meeting the love of my life, I was very comfortable being single and did not want a long-distance relationship whatsoever. By fate, I know it's cheesy, we met playing a video game. Oh, I love that. And our chemistry knows no bounds. We've been dating for half a year. Honestly, without the physical connection, this has been the best relationship I had. She's not afraid to roast me, shower me with affection, and we connect on a deep level. 1 month of officially dating, we talked about marriage, and surprisingly, she told me that she is married, which was a shocker
to
me.
What in the absolute fuck?
Okay.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Wait,
what?
I tried to pry in, because that's a big freaking detail.
What do you mean you try to pry in?
She told me that they weren't really talking and was hesitant on speaking about it, but after a while, she opened up and said the reason why her marriage wasn't really working was because they couldn't have a baby together. Now, fast forward to this past month, I've been really pushing to travel and visit her. She would make an excuse saying that her brother wouldn't like me because he's racist. Why would that stop me if he lives an hour away from her? Like, he doesn't have to know. In the end, my girlfriend said she would much rather visit me. Then eventually, with me prying into why she's not comfortable with visiting, told me that she lived with her in-laws. That broke my heart, and we split for a few days. She said that she swears she wasn't using me and genuinely fell in love with me, that she can't support herself, and that's why she lives with her husband. She doesn't live with her family because they're toxic. And that she is serious about me. I decided to get back with her on the condition that she promises she's not romantically involved with him. I know it sounds super dumb,
But she lives with them, that's all.
I decided to trust her, but it's difficult that she kept that away from me, but I'm not mad at her for it anymore because I decided to continue with this relationship. It's just that I feel kind of insecure and jealous now. Knowing her, she likes to make me jealous by making jokes like I'm getting dick, which was funny before, but now it's not. Oh, like she's saying that she's getting dick. Uh-huh. She's just trying to layer over
what's going on.
There's a small hurt inside. I know that you both are going to tell me to break up, but what should I do?
Well, break up.
Mark, hit the button. Hit it with your forehead, Mark. How do I overcome this insecurity/jealousy? It's a complicated situation, but I potentially see a future together, especially with the connection we have, and I still feel an immense amount of love for her, but slowly could feel myself wanting to distance myself from her, ironically. This is the only bump. The only bump.
Bro, this chick is toxic, dude.
This is the only bump.
This isn't like the last one where it's like somebody's trying to seek help and they're like, yeah, I'm probably wrong. This is like, hey, I'm right and I'm getting dick and this is sick, and they're gaslighting you.
I love you both, Steve and Nikki. I hope you have continued success. This is long and dumb, so punch me and I don't proofread. Thanks again. Okay, so many things, man. And I'm so sorry. Okay, one... I just feel like, I don't know if this is your first relationship, but this isn't quite a relationship yet, okay? I know it feels like it because like you met and you connected, but this you basically met someone in a chat room and you guys have been texting each other. Like that is not dating for 6 months.
No.
So I'm sorry.
Calling her your girlfriend like you are?
Yeah.
And she's a married woman who lives with her husband?
And you don't even know if she's a catfish. Like, you don't even know. Like, it could be. Like, I can't really support myself. Like, where is this leading? It's for 6 months now.
And I assume he's heard her voice.
Maybe. Okay, maybe. Maybe.
But I also saw clips from the Tua documentary.
You can also be a catfish and be a girl.
Good point.
Like, I could catfish somebody and, like, make them think that I am in love with them. Like, I could do that right now. I could go into a chat room and make someone think that I'm in love with them and then be like, I'm actually married. Oh, I actually live with my in-laws. Can you send me money?
You'd be one of the greatest catfishes of all time.
Thank you.
Well, all I mean by that is like, it's like, oh no, she wasn't this. She's actually Nikki Limo. It's like, oh, that's pretty tight.
That'd be so
it's like, that's kind of tight actually. Oh, cool. That's pretty cool.
So random.
The reason why you're reaching out to us is because you know something sus.
And I'm trying to, we're being too blunt and I'm sorry. I know you're really feeling these things and I'm trying to help you out, but it, I guess from just an older, wiser perspective, it's not what you think it is. And I almost feel like a mom trying to protect you. It's like puppy love. You know what? When I was 14, I actually fell in love with a guy online. I told you this before.
You told me this before.
Right? Okay, that was my first love. Like I thought I was in love with this guy. Yeah. Okay. I met him on an M&M message board. I was a moderator and we would voice chat. There was like a voice chat room, which was really high tech at the time. Yeah. Like, and we would voice chat till like 2 a.m. and I'm 14. I've never kissed a guy before. I'm like, so like, this is my boyfriend. I call him my boyfriend. Whoa. I'm like, you know, like same thing. Like, and we send each other Christmas cards, like that kind of shit. And then he randomly tells me like he went to prom with somebody and like he's like in love with her and he's like pining over her and this girl doesn't like him that much. And I'm like, why are you telling me that? Like your girlfriend, first of all. And secondly,
you said I could tell you anything.
Yeah. And I'm like, this doesn't, like I wanted to go meet him. He lived in Philadelphia and I was trying to sneakily plan a family trip there.
Oh,
like
my.
Saying I wanted to learn about the history.
I want to learn about the Liberty Bell, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's
so
funny.
I could secretly like,
wow,
like
you're
find
manipulative
him
as hell.
I was like, how can I make this not sound sus? I really am obsessed with the Liberty Bell.
I love Benjamin fucking Franklin.
Like, where did they all the forefathers like, meet?
Hey, so where do they sign this thing anyways?
Yeah. Can I go there? I really like
Liberty Hall.
That football team, the Eagles.
Now that would make your dad pissed.
Yeah, true. He wouldn't go.
Yeah, you know,
he wouldn't go. Like, but what if I was like got really like committed?
That's incredible.
Like researched the hell out of Philadelphia so I could.
That's so good.
Like she's just obsessed with Philadelphia.
What if you
now
became like a couch Eagles fan?
Yeah.
Like, I tell you, every year, this year, it's our year.
It's our year.
It's our year.
Like, I'm burning down our house when the Eagles win.
Yeah, you're throwing
batteries
at people in the street. when you guys win or lose.
My point is, I was young, but I didn't think I was wrong. And I didn't, like, I thought he really cared about me the same. Like, we just had the same sense of humor. He, like, everything about him, I, like, loved his voice. And everything about him, I just thought it was so real to me.
Easy.
It was so real. I still think about him. I'm obsessed with Philadelphia. Okay. Can we go there sometime?
Yeah, we'll go.
So, yeah, and once I actually had, like, a real relationship, like, in, like, physical form, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I thought that that whole thing was real. It was just, it seemed real at the time, but it just.
Yeah, it's feelings, though.
It's feelings. It's feelings. Yeah.
It's not love.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, I'm not in this person's situation, so all we can do is give
and
you
also,
our perspectives.
Yeah, you kind of are a homewrecker if you do that. So, like,
yes.
What you got to say is, okay, I'll give you benefit of the doubt. Let's say it's real as fuck. Like,
yeah,
let's say she's into you so hard and you guys are like, you're like the love of each other's lives. Okay, so then you got to put your foot in the sand and you or draw a line in the sand. Sorry, I've put two things together. But you got to draw a line and say, hey, this is kind of, I love you. I think you're the freaking best. I think that we are a match made in heaven, but I don't feel good about being with you when you live with your husband, who you say you're not really into, but like, you know, you talk about having sex with him all the time, and as your boyfriend, that doesn't make me feel good. So, I'm sorry, but this is a deal breaker, and I need you to leave him. And if you're serious about us, then maybe we'll see each other again sometime after, you know, like maybe we can pick this back up where we left off.
Once you clean your shit up.
Yeah, but you have to have standards too.
Exactly.
You know, like.
Exactly. Well, and she's withholding so much. She withheld this one secret, then she withheld the second secret. What's the next one? Is she have another baby on the way? Like, are we being
to
real?
Me, what it sounds like is she doesn't get attention from her husband.
Yeah.
They can't have a baby. They're having a lot of struggles and she wants a little bit of attention. So you gave her attention, the attention that she was craving, but she's not really committed to you. Like, she doesn't want to go visit you. She's making up all the excuses. She doesn't want you to visit her. She's making up all the excuses. It's very clear that you're just kind of being used.
I'm going into complete conspiracy zone for this one, but maybe they're just using you to get pregnant. Like, who the fuck knows? Maybe the husband's down.
Oh.
Like, how is she sneaking away so much, so often?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Maybe they're just using you to get fucking pregnant, and then you're going to get ditched, bro. You don't fucking know.
That's
you
crazy.
You don't know. Like, yeah.
Huh, that's good.
Look,
that's good.
I've been reading a lot of Reddit, Am I the Asshole? And I think everything's possible now.
Yeah, that's good.
Everything dickish is possible.
Yo, especially
if she's using you for one thing, why not the other?
Especially strangers meeting on the internet. You know?
Exactly.
They don't fucking know you.
They don't fucking know you,
They
bro.
Don't. They don't care about hurting you.
Yeah. What was the origin of your meeting, too? What was she looking for?
Yeah, she was playing a video game.
Yeah.
She's like, this guy's giving me attention.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know. She got your under finger and...
Look, if she was seeding, you know, like if she was out there saying like, I'm wrong for this, I want to fix this, that's a different thing. I'm stuck in a situation. Sounds like she's just saying, this is my circumstance, you got to come deal with it. And that's whack to me.
And it doesn't sound like you've been like, this hurts my feelings. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Exactly. It sounds like she's like, we'll deal with it, bitch.
She's like, yeah, this is where I'm at.
I'm dealing with.
Which kind of sounds like a rejection to me. It just sounds like, hey, you're just kind of a fun thing on the side that I like to like get attention from. But like,
and maybe I'll get pregnant from.
It's not like real. Like, you guys have not had any physical contact at all whatsoever. I would start counting your relationship start from there.
Yeah. Amen.
So on that note, I'm sorry you're going through it.
Yeah,
I know,
we really are.
Regardless of whether
rooting
or not it's
you.
Real, like your feelings are probably getting hurt. So I wish you the most healing from that, but I think you got to get out of that situation. We're asking Mark to literally slam his forehead into the breakup button, which
that's
we haven't
crazy.
Done for anyone before.
No, we were asking Mark to concuss himself,
if possible.
And I think that he should, actually.
He might be concussed right now.
I think he,
if the rest of this episode isn't very edited,
we'll know why.
We'll know.
Yeah.
So, all right. On that note, we're going on a break. When we come back, we will answer more of your questions. Again, if you have a question to submit, podcast@nikki.limo. And if you want to join our Patreon and have party hang times, patreon.com/sticky, S-T-I-K.
Well said.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back. And I hope that you bought everything we told you to buy, because so we wouldn't tell you to buy it if we didn't want you to. Damn and right. Think that it was good for you.
Helps the channel. Thank
good
you.
Good for your life and good for our channel. And we appreciate you. Jumping back in. This next question is called Keeping Convenient Information from Your Spouse -Lies.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Nikki and Steve. Please keep me anonymous. You got it.
Hippopononymous.
I did email you once previously, and I tricked you into reading all the compliments and no problems. But now I do have a problem.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right. I don't,
you brought this
I
on
don't
yourself.
Trust you. Okay, hope you don't mind helping me despite the length. P.S. You are both amazing and funny and make my life brighter.
Oh, we love you. Thank
You're
you.
You're awesome. We love you, Hippopononymous. Okay, I'm really private about the inner workings of my relationship, and I had no good example when I was growing up. So sometimes I feel like I've got no clue what's normal. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why your podcast and Big Mood, etc. helps a lot. We've been together 7 years, just married this summer, and we grew up in entirely different cultures and continents. So I think this contributes to how much work we've had to put into our communication and growth. Absolutely. I love him so much, and I know beyond a doubt he loves me more than anything. Let's get to the problem. My problem is that my husband likes to conveniently keep secrets from me. Jeez, we have a theme going episode.
Defo.
Mostly it's spending related because spending related. Okay, so the same theme of keeping secret lies and secrets, but different subjects. Okay.
Whoa.
Mostly it's spending related because only 2 years ago, he finally grew up and realized he needs to be mature about money and spending. That might sound judgmental of me, but he said this himself. Before that, he really was spending like he was in a different tax bracket, but not in debt. Now he's doing a whole lot better and really stepped up to take care of his family that we're creating together, but he still feels too embarrassed sometimes to tell me when he's bought something for himself. So I only find out when I see it, and if I bring it up, he's defensive. I know I've been judgmental in the past, but I'm really trying to be supportive now because I've seen that he's committed to his priorities. Another example, when we first got together, we were really young, under 25, Nikki. Good to know. And there were several instances of him messaging girls and hiding it from me, like he needed the extra attention. Ooh, and I hate when people hide shit from me. I will find out. You know.
I know.
Those really hurt. We even took a 2-week break, quote unquote, because the inappropriate messages turned out to be with a coworker. This was 5 years ago.
Oh,
we can
boy.
Joke about it now. Now, recently, he's been spending more time with a particular female coworker. Let's call her Allison, because they've had to go on business trips together. Oof.
Oh, shit, oof. Dude.
I don't like her. We all work together, in parentheses. And he knows this. Yesterday was the start of another trip. It was all going well before I tried to head out to the door to walk him to the scheduled train. He stops and is really confused, and then says he's actually going to pick up Allison in our car first because otherwise she has to take a cab to get to the train, and she lives close by. He had told me that morning that he was catching a specific train at 12:03, but then the story became he has to pick her up at 12:03. The fuck? You don't have to pick someone up at a specific minute of the hour. Obviously.
That's so true.
That is really weird. Obviously, that hurt. Not because he wants to help. It's logical, and she had a lot to carry. But because he kept it from me. There was literally no time to talk it through because I didn't want him to be late for his flight. But over a day later, I'm still really mad about it. I would be, too.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hippopononymous.
That's actually weird.
I don't want to be a wife that feels like you can't tell things to. I'm really sensitive, and I do react to things in big ways, namely crying. Nikki, you feel me? Yeah, fuck yeah, but I would cry about this for sure.
Yeah.
But I would cry out of frustration and anger. Like, this is not okay. Okay, but that's what he married, and it's not an excuse to conveniently keep things from me. Steve, please don't hate this guy because I promise he's so wonderful in so many ways, but it's painful to be caught in this loop of, I didn't want to tell you because I know how you'd react. Well, I'm reacting badly because you kept it from me. How do I communicate this effectively? Thanks, guys. I respect you guys so much. Hey, thank you so much.
We love you. I'm not going to hate this guy because you asked me not to, but
yeah,
I will say this. There is an intention,
yes,
behind his lie that is very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like if it is so innocent,
yeah,
then why lie about it?
Right.
Like if it's so innocuous, it's like, oh man, I meant to say like I was picking her up at 12:03 and not like that's when the plane was leaving.
Yeah.
Why not just fucking say that? Like, why is your details not squaring up? It's because the intention is not correct.
Okay. I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Please do.
Because I'm on your side. But yeah, I know. I just...
Let's try.
So sometimes you kind of exclude details from me because you're like, well, then you'd ask this and like, I don't want to deal with this. And then you get mad. And
yeah, but that's about buying paint at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's about little things.
It doesn't undermine our relationship.
Like, recently, Steve...
Yeah, let's go.
...was a little drunk.
Do it.
And it was Thanksgiving. He made a wonderful turkey.
By the way, a turkey that you said could not have been made.
Yeah, I didn't believe it was going to be possible.
You didn't think
and
I could do it.
To be honest, I'm not eating the turkey. I don't eat meat. So I was like, well, they'll have to deal with it. Guests will have to deal with it. Yeah. But like,
she didn't think I could do it. She woke me up.
This is a man that burns everything. Like, can't even like make bacon.
Turkey. But not turkey.
Without the entire, like the smoke alarms going off and like dumping Tabasco and everything. So,
but not turkey.
A turkey. I've never made a turkey, but I've heard from cooks, like people that actually cook things, say that it's really hard. So I'm like, no fucking way could Steve do it. I actually really wish it was a Tasty Tuesday because the amount I did not believe this would happen yeah. is to the depths of the Marianas Trench.
I know that.
I did not, like, I had, if I was betting the over-under, like, I would have lost my entire bankroll because,
you would have lost your mortgage. But can I also say this, too?
My house, yeah.
You also doubted me. You've doubted me many times in our marriage and our relationship.
Okay.
But... when I made a cheesecake and it looked like things were not going well, yeah. that ended up being, can I quote you?
Yeah.
The best cheesecake you've ever had in your life.
Fair. Okay. But that's not about this. So that was you very open. You said you're going to make a turkey. I said, I doubted you, whatever. But yeah. there was no deception.
But
involved.
Just sometimes you're dealing with the miracle man and you don't realize.
Okay.
It.
Whatever. You got your credits.
Thank you.
Okay. But fucking let's move on.
Okay.
You got your credits. You made a fucking good turkey. You'll see it on Vlogmas. By the way, check out youtube.com/Nikki.
True.
We're doing Vlogmas. We're posting a vlog a day until Christmas. Guys, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Probably won't be able to. You should bet the over under on that for sure. That's fair. Yeah. Okay. I need the doubt so that I can be
is
fooled.
It 30 days under.
Can I get to the fucking point? Because I'm about to lose my shit. So he makes a turkey. He separates the fat and puts it all in a bowl, which is great. You shouldn't put that down to the drain. I'm actually really happy about that. But he gets really drunk. And we're at the end of the night. We're cleaning up. I'm like, you got to dump that fat and oil into a bag and then throw it in the trash can because you can't put it down the drain. Okay, so he's like, okay, he gets some shopping bags, like from Albertsons or whatever we shopped, and like triple bags it so that the oil won't leak everywhere. And great, I go upstairs, I'm cleaning, and then I come back downstairs. He goes outside. I think he's going to throw it away. I come downstairs, and the bags that he put together are empty. They're still there. They're just dry. They're empty, but the grease is gone. So I'm like, who the fuck did you put that grease? And I was like, hey. Why are the bags still there? And he's like, oh, no, I did it a different way. And I said, okay.
Owning it.
I was like, how'd you do it?
So I didn't lie.
How'd you do it? You didn't dump it down the drain. And he's like, no, I did it. Like, I did it a different way. Don't worry about it. Didn't need the bags.
Goddamn
like,
right.
How did you not need the bags? Well, he's like, well, what I did was I dumped it and I took care of out in front. And
yep.
I was like,
didn't lie.
Well, because I said, no, you did. Because I was like, well, I heard you go outside. So I know you took it somewhere. And you're like, yeah, I took care of out in front.
Out in front.
Okay. So then I'm like, but without the bags, you're like, yeah, I didn't need the bags.
This is all correct.
You're excluding none of this is details. A lie. The next day, my brother is like, I think one of your party guests got sick outside of your house.
And threw up.
Because there was what looked
a
like
splatter
the
spot.
Bowels of somebody. In front of our freaking house. And I was like, Steve motherfucking Green, what did you do with that turkey
Miracle
grease?
Man.
He goes out there and there's just like caked fat all over our fucking asphalt.
Driveway.
And he can't get it. I'm like, it can't go down a storm drain. What are you going to do now?
And took care of it. doesn't matter.
So the point is, he excluded those details. Why did you exclude all those details? Because did you think I was going to overreact?
To be honest.
When it wasn't an overreaction?
I just thought that I found a cheat code, and I was like, I fucking took care of the situation. And I even was telling Dane this, like last night. I was like, dude, when I was looking at those bags, I was like, damn, I'm going to put those in my fucking trash can. They're going to break, and that's just going to be caked in the bottom of my trash can, like fucking 8 inches of grease for like the next like 6 to 8 months. And I'm like, because you know why I had that thought actually on this night? It was because one time I put a fucking pizza box in our trash can, mm-hmm. and that thing was in there for 4 months. I'm not kidding. Because for whatever reason, the way that these garbage trucks mechanically pick up these things, yeah. because it was at the bottom of the bin, it never quite is upside down long enough for the pizza box to flutter out. So mm-hmm. it always is back at the bottom.
And so you were scared that
I was scared grease... that we would have this grease at the bottom of our trash can for like months.
Even bagging it,
yeah. Because I thought maybe the bags could break or burst somehow.
Okay, so...
So I was nervous about
that. He had his own reasoning. But my point is, and this is just like an example of maybe something that... Sometimes he solves things, but he thinks that I won't understand. So he does just
That's true.
Doesn't but tell
I didn't
me all the
lie.
Details.
I will say, I didn't lie.
No, you just excluded the details.
Yeah, well, I was telling you what I did, though.
Right. So, like, this guy did... He was going to catch this train at 12:03 or whatever, but he just left out the details of that. He's also going to pick up Allison.
Okay.
But I'm not saying that your example is as extreme. I'm not...
Mine's worse.
I'm not mad about that. I'm just saying that I was trying to play devil's advocate in a sense that, like, of... If it's not bad, then why would you lie about it? Yeah. Well, sometimes people leave out details because it's not bad, but they think that their spouse is going to take it badly.
I completely agree.
Like, okay, I had a friend who I went to acting classes with, mm-hmm. and my ex-boyfriend at the time was just like a really jealous type.
Yeah.
But like, you know me, like I make friends, but mm-hmm. I'm very separate. Like, I'm very loyal to who I'm with. Yeah. And anyway, I just didn't think that my boyfriend would understand that. So I would give him a ride to a class, but I never told him. But it was like, kind of like that, like where I'm not attracted to this guy. I'm not going to do anything with this guy. But I think my boyfriend's going to get mad at me and throw a freaking hissy fit about it if I told him that I picked this guy up to go to class.
Got it.
So I just like, it's like, yeah, it's not... It's not quote unquote, it's not technically bad because there's nothing bad going on, but it is bad that I'm deceiving my partner. Yeah. If we have an agreement and this is something that would hurt him, like it should be like a thing that you respect your partner enough to at least have a conversation about it. Like,
I agree.
Like at least be like, hey, and I was very young at the time. I was like 22. So like, I just wasn't mature enough to maybe have these conversations. But if it was Steve, I would say, look, I love you the most out of anyone in the world. I would never do anything to hurt you. I'm giving my friend a ride to the same class. We're going to the same fucking class. He's on the way. He only has one car. His girlfriend drives the car, like, or whatever. His roommate drives the car. Yeah. I forget. He didn't have a girlfriend, so that was why it made it weird. But like, do you trust me? You know, basically, and like have that kind of like conversation. But I didn't. So anyway, with your husband? It was husband, right? I think you guys have to have a conversation about trust, mm-hmm. and that like it doesn't matter if he thinks that you're going to react a certain way, like that's still disrespectful to you and your relationship.
That's all it is.
That
that's all
he's
this is
doing
about.
It behind your back.
If you wouldn't even care if it wasn't about that, but that's what it's about.
And then the fact that there was an incident where he texted a girl inappropriately, a coworker, mind you, it's kind of adding a little spark to this.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah.
But you know, if you truly forgave him for that, don't punish him for that here.
Yeah, and like, I don't think she is.
I don't think she is either.
Like, it sounds like you're being very reasonable.
I agree.
To be honest.
I think she's like handling this 100% correctly.
Yeah.
But
I think that, you know, you guys are more grown up now, so it's time for more grown up conversations,
exactly.
especially on his end.
Trust convos.
Yeah.
Trust reassurance convos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the spending thing, like maybe reassure him that like, you know, that he's responsible now and like you caught him with this couple things, or like sometimes he gets defensive. I think just being like everything you kind of said here, you can have the same type of conversation in the same cadence with him, like, of like, hey, I know that I did this in the past, like I maybe over like reacted this way, but you were different and mm-hmm. you've changed and thus I've changed. So now we're two different people and I think we should trust each other more in that. Yeah. Like I trust you not to overspend and I trust you not to cheat on me. So I demand the respect enough to have clear, transparent communication about what we're doing. Like things, I just don't want to feel like things are hidden from me.
Yeah, there is a part of this that makes me nervous. And it's only that if she does confront him and yeah. he doesn't just like go, man, I'm sorry. Yeah, and own it. And he mm-hmm. like deflects or something. Then I would be worried that maybe there is something going on.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I mean, trust your instincts with that. Yeah. But like, I don't think there's anything.
Give the benefit of the doubt until that. But yeah, you know, that's the only thing about this. That's like, there's like a, you know, you ever heard the term the bomb under the table? It's like a film term, but it's like the audience sees the bomb under the table. And then there's two people who are talking at a dinner table. And so the audience sees the tension and like how much more intense this is
yeah.
than like the two people in the conversation do.
Right.
Like that's kind of what this feels like if that is the case.
Right. True. Yeah. True, true, true. So like, you know, try and listen for the ticking of a bomb under the yes. table maybe.
Yes.
But I think that's a good starting point is to just have some transparent communication. And I think like, you know, at a time where it's not directly after an event, so you don't get emotional and like, you know, your emotions block the communication in a way that he can actually hear it. I think that's really important that like you can clearly communicate like your thoughts and feelings while also being kind of detached from those feelings.
Amen.
But yeah, I don't think you're out of line on like feeling this way.
You're, by the way, bravo.
Yeah.
I don't think you could have handled this better. If I had to even write it, I don't.
No.
Like from the most like zoomed out place.
And I think the huge takeaway here from this episode is don't fucking lie to your partner.
Yeah, that's true.
They're, like every single question so far has been people finding out
yeah.
some missing information or some shit that people like their partners are lying to them. If you lie to your partner, they're going to find out. If you care about your partner, you're going to hurt them.
Exactly.
And you're going to fucking feel bad. And I just don't do it. Just don't fucking do it. If you think that you need to hide something from them, then maybe you should reevaluate your relationship and maybe there's an Amen. Underlying issue that you need to work on. And maybe that will like shed some light on things. Maybe think about that before you're hiding something from your partner.
There it is.
By the way, if you try to hide shit from me, I will find out.
She'll find out. She's a computer brain.
Sometimes Steve tries to like lie to me because he's like, there's like a surprise. Like he planned like a surprise. Yeah. And like.
Like I was like greasing the street. She's going to love it.
No, not that
one. I was like, she's going to fucking love it.
But like, I always find out.
Always.
I'm always like, wait, what about that? Like, why is that weird? That's weird. What you're doing looks weird.
You know what's the worst thing, too, is finding out, like, years later, like, 3 years later,
mm-hmm.
that you knew the night I was going to propose to you. Like, you knew I was going to do it already.
I told my
mom.
I
was shitting fucking bricks sideways, yeah. like, through my asshole. And, like, you know, come to find out later, I didn't have to be that nervous because like, you already knew.
I'm surprised you actually were that nervous. Like,
oh, my God.
We had talked about getting married so many times.
But it's such a, you know, it's one thing to talk about something. It's a different thing to jump out of the airplane with the parachute on
yeah.
and hope that you pull it and it goes off, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, that's what it felt like, so.
That's cute. I'm glad it felt like that.
Of course it felt like that.
Like, if it didn't feel like that, that would be weird.
I agree with you, but. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a trip.
But yeah, I did piece that together because I was like, it's my birthday. It's my favorite place in the world. We've talked about getting engaged so much. Like, if he doesn't do it here, then he's fucking stupid. If he doesn't do it here, he's trying to make it really a surprise and he's really overthinking shit.
Which is dumb.
But I'm like.
Which, by the way, some guys do. And that's dumb, by the way. Just don't be dumb.
Yeah.
Like my dad proposed to my mom in an elevator to surprise. And it's like, dude, just fucking what the fuck?
Yeah. I like that it was in my favorite place.
Somewhere
like,
nice.
Somewhere nice. Yeah.
The fuck? You do it in an elevator?
No. I do wish we had a picture of it, but that's it.
I know. I should have. Yeah.
That's okay.
I should have thought about that.
That's like the only thing I found out.
I completely agree.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Again, if you have a question you would like us to answer on this podcast, it can be about anything. It does not have to be relationships, although that is the thing we are probably most knowledgeable on.
Definitely.
Just after working through all the shit that they didn't tell us that we had to work through.
Many failing relationships.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having found each other in the end.
And like actually knowing that that's out there and that you, and like I think that anyone can have that, and I want everyone as possible to have it.
And we're spreading it like a weird religion.
It is like a weird religion.
Multiple of our friends now have done Steve and Nikki Theory.
Yeah.
And it's been massively successful.
Actual love. Go figure.
Not the misery bullshit that they were commiserating in before. They didn't have to settle. And a bunch of their miserable friends
were like, that's how relationships are.
It's just a struggle. You just like
stop loving each other.
Every day.
Bro, love's a chemical and we're not even supposed to be monogamous.
Bro, like love is like lighting off a firework. Sometimes your fingers get blown up. Yeah, okay.
Oh, we just work through it, okay?
Jesus.
Wow.
So now some of our friends have done Steve and Nikki Theory, and they're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that it could ever be this way.
I didn't believe you guys. Yep. I didn't think it was possible. I thought you guys were one in a million. I thought you guys were using
like smoke and lights. It's like trickery.
That, you know that saying, misery loves company? Well, yes. So does love, guys.
Exactly.
People in love want company, too.
Exactly.
We want you to be happy. We want you to find this. And we want to
ultimately,
and to spread the religion of Steve and Nikki Theory love.
Steve and Nikki Theory is all about us getting more couples dates.
Love theory optimal.
That are not awkward. Non-awkward couples dates.
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
It's LTO theory.
Exactly.
All right. That's it for today. Thanks for submitting your questions. Check out our Patreon. Check out Vlogmas, youtube.com/Nikki.
There it is.
And I will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.